we're going to have 18 shearers shearing on mechanical stands. We're going to have two blade shearers shearing as well. It's just a replica of a shearing shed as you'd find any on any working station out west. The only difference we've done for spectator viewing, we've put a catwalk right up around the shed, and we'll be conducting guided tours up around that catwalk so people can see the shearing and see the wool room in action, see the baling, follow the flow of the wool right through from off the sheep's back virtually right into the bin if they want to.
And they're not going to get yelled at by the rouse about for getting in the way if they're on that catwalk. They'll get a spectacular view.
It's quite spectacular up there, Arlie. No, they won't get yelled at because it's been our endeavour to keep the people and the sheep completely separate, but let them feel as though they're close enough that they're virtually hands-on, if you like.
Now, an 18-stand working shed, I've never seen that in my lifetime before. There'd be probably very few people who've seen that many shearers side by side. The wool will be flying, won't it?
I would imagine it'll be fairly hectic. We're aiming to shear 1,200 sheep in 4.5 hours of shearing. When people come and view it, they'll understand what teamwork needs to be in a shearing shed for the whole event to happen. Yes, I can imagine it'll be absolute chaos in the wool room.
So from shearers to rouseabouts to classes, and then what about pressing? Have you got the old press there working, or will you be using hydraulic presses?
We're going to be pressing most of the wool in a couple of hydraulic presses just to keep up. However, the old farrier press is still working, and our endeavour is to do a demonstration bale of that. We'll probably take the bellies up and do a bale of bellies, probably around lunchtime, I hope, somewhere around there, Arlie.
And where are the sheep from? You've obviously had to source sheep from somewhere.
Oh, look, we're very lucky. We've had the support of David and Sandy Bartlett from down Carrara way. They're lending us the sheep, the 1,200 of them. So we're very, very grateful to have the support from David and Sandy to do the event.
So find a micron sheep if they're from the Trap Rock country.
Yes, Arlie, they're 16 to 17 micron sheep. They're coming on 2 year old. We expect they'll cut somewhere around 4 kilos of wool. But the type of wool is quite interesting too, Arlie, because it's the type of thing that when it's sold, it would end up in places like Italy and be produced into the finer suits and women's apparel, that sort of thing.
Let's get back to the shearers themselves. Where are they from? A lot of Queenslanders, no doubt, but people from interstate too?
Yes, Arlie, we've been very very fortunate to have the support right through. We've actually got people coming from Tasmania to help with the shearing and in the wool room as well. So, like you say, there's a lot of Queenslanders, people from over the border in New South Wales. So it's truly a national event and something we believe is very unique.
Now, I might be revealing a bit much, but when it was shearing time at my place when I was little, I used to look forward to smoko time. You're going to have a traditional smoko, aren't you?
Yes, we are, Arlie. What we're going to do, we're going to commence shearing at 9 o'clock and we're going to shear for half an hour. And that is usually the end of the break or the shearing run in a shed. So they'll have half an hour break then from 9:30 to 10, which is what they traditionally do in a wool shed. Then they'll start what we'd call the second run in a wool shed, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and they'll shear through till 12 o'clock. They'll pull up then, and they'll have an hour's break, as they do in a wool shed again. Then they'll start shearing again at 1 o'clock, and we'll shear right through until 3 o'clock, which would traditionally be afternoon smoko for the shearers.
Fantastic. Now, the standard of shearing, are we going to see the best of the best at John Darien today and tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, Arlie. I'm sure the quality of shearing you'll see today is absolutely amongst the best that you'd see. And likewise, on Saturday in the competition, there's shearers coming from quite a number of states to be involved with it. And the quality of shearing will be the second to none.